Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Billy Rose, Elmer Scoble, Arthur Freed, Gus Arnheim, and Lou Hanman, all of them born in the 19th century. Last week, September 8th, marked the birth in 1896 in East St. Louis, Illinois, of Elmer Scoble. After starting out playing piano and organ for silent movies in Champaign, Illinois, he accompanied a variety of vaudeville acts and in 1920 played with the 20th Century Jazz Band in Chicago. He's best known for his association with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1922 and 23, where he was pianist and arranger. In the 30s, he worked primarily as a writer and was chief musical arranger for Warner Brothers Publishing Company in New York. He was composer or collaborator on jazz numbers such as Bugle Call Rag, Farewell Blues, Nobody's Sweetheart, Spanish Shawl, Everybody Step, and 10 Little Miles from Town. He went back to playing in the 1940s and was active right up until his death in December of 1970. Here's Elmer Scoble.
Thank you.
The California Ramblers, credited on that Cameo 78 as the Varsity 8 and TNT, recorded New Year's Day 1926. And we began the show with the only two sides recorded by Elmer Scoble under his own name, Elmer Scoble's Friars Society Orchestra, a name which harkened back to the Friars Society Orchestra of 7 years earlier, in which Scoble played piano and wrote the arrangements. We heard Copenhagen, written by Charlie Davis and Walter Melrose, and Scoble's own composition, Prince of Wales, W-A-I-L-S. Those were both recorded on October 18, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 6, marked the birth in 1899 in New York City of lyricist Billy Rose. While in high school, he studied shorthand under John Robert Gregg, inventor of the Gregg system of shorthand, and became the world champion at over 200 words per minute. During World War I, he worked as a stenographer for the War Industries Board. Attracted by the potential for large royalties, he decided to become a songwriter, and after spending months analyzing hit songs, he got a job as a lyricist with the music publishing firm of Leo Feist. His first song was the novelty tune You Tell Her, I Stutter, with music by Cliff Friend, and which became a big hit for the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. He then got more into the business side of entertainment. In 1924, he opened a club called the Backstage Club, followed in 1933 by the Casino de Paris, Billy Rose's Music Hall in 1934, and his most famous nightclub, the Diamond Horseshoe, in 1938. He then turned to producing and promoting exhibitions such as the Fort Worth Frontier Days, the Great Lakes Exposition, and the Aquacade at the 1939 New York World's Fair. Some of his most famous lyrics include Me and My Shadow, Back in Your Own Backyard, More Than You Know, I Found a $1 Million Baby, It's Only a Paper Moon, and There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. Billy Rose died on February 10, 1966 in Jamaica, West Indies. Here are three from the pen of Billy Rose.
Thank you. sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
The Melody Man, Joe Davis, and the Dave Dreyer Billy Rose collaboration, Me and My Shadow, from Velvet Tone 78. Joe Davis was preceded by Peggy Healy with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and the Harold Arlen Yip Harburg Billy Rose collaboration, It's Only a Paper Moon, from September 11th, 1933. We started the show with Harold Scrappy Lambert, backed by Ben Burney and all the lads, and Back in Your Own Backyard, written by Billy Rose, Dave Dreyer, and Al Jolson.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show? Have a suggestion for a topic? We'd love to hear from you, and you can send any of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 of songwriter and producer Arthur Freed. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but grew up in Seattle, Washington. His career began writing for Gus Edwards' acts and other vaudeville performers, and he performed in vaudeville himself with Louis Silvers, with whom he would later collaborate on material for New York Cafe Reviews. In 1928, he was hired by MGM to write songs for the studio's new musical department, where he was responsible for most of the top tunes in MGM's early talkies, including Broadway Melody, My Lucky Star, Wedding of the Painted Doll, and Singin' in the Rain. He collaborated primarily with Naceo Herb Brown, but other collaborators included Gus Arnheim, Al Hoffman, Harry Warren, and Burton Lane. In 1939, he was appointed associate producer of MGM's The Wizard of Oz, and he went on to produce other musicals such as Good News, Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and For Me and My Gal. He produced a number of Academy Awards specials, and from 1963 to 66, Freed was president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed.
Thank you. earth, the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Did you go,
haven't a worry, I haven't a care. Feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Whoa.
Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. Ah, the church bells will be ringing.
Oh, I cannot wait till I see the church gate.
Hi, diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Thank you.
Albert's Dance Orchestra from an Edison record waxed on January 10, 1923, and Peggy Dear, written by Arthur Freed, Gus Arnheim, and Abe Lyman. Peggy Dear was preceded by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Fit as a Fiddle, written by Arthur Freed along with Al Hoffman and Al Goodhart. The vocal on that October 25, 1932 recording was by Frank Zullo, trumpeter in the band, and an unidentified quartet. We began with the California Ramblers from a Harmony 78 recorded October 11, 1929, and Blondie with the vocal by Irving Kaufman. Blondie is from the 1929 picture Marianne, which starred Marion Davies as Marianne, a French country girl. The picture takes place in France in World War I, and Marianne is pursued by three American soldiers, one of whom is Soapy Soapstone, played by Cliff Edwards. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, September 11th, marked the birth in 1897 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Gus Arnheim. He got his start with a group he co-led with Abe Lyman called the Syncopated Five and was pianist in Abe Lyman's band at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. Arnheim formed his own band in 1927 and had a long run at the Coconut Grove himself. In 1929, the band toured the U.S. and Europe, including appearances at London's Savoy Hotel and the Ambassador Club in Paris. The band received nationwide exposure in late 1931 on the Lucky Strike radio show. Russ Colombo was in the band as violinist from 1929 to 31, and in 1931, Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys, from Paul Whiteman's orchestra, sang and recorded with Arnheim. Others associated with Gus Arnheim's band include Stan Kenton, Jimmy Greer, Charlie Spivak, Woody Herman, Irving Fazola, Fred McMurray, who played sax, and future game show host Art Fleming, who played drums. Gus Arnheim died in Los Angeles on January 19, 1955. Here's Gus Arnheim.
Thank you. sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. And she loves me. Who could want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Thank you.
trio of rapidly rotating records from Gus Arnheim and his orchestra. We started off with Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On, written by Eugene West, James McCaffrey, and Dave Ringel. The vocalist on that 1931 radio transcription was George Gramlich. George Gramlich wrote original music for the 1930 picture Such Men Are Dangerous, which featured Bela Lugosi and Hedda Hopper, and Gramlich appears uncredited as a bellboy in the 1938 film Swiss Miss and as a member of a quartet of singing waiters in the 1943 picture Coney Island. Next, it was Sweet and Lovely, written by Gus Arnheim, Harry Tobias, and Jules Lamar. That was sung by tenor Donald Novus, who had received formal voice training and won $5,000 in an Atwater Kent radio singing contest in 1929, which led to frequent appearances on early radio. And we just heard Jimmy Newell with the band on December 13, 1933, and Let's Fall in Love, written by Harold Arlen. Bandleader and composer Gus Arnheim, born September 11, 1897.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of composer Lou Handyman. He was a professional pianist at age 17, accompanying vaudeville singers in the U.S. and Australia. After playing piano in soldiers' shows during World War I, he went to work as a song plugger for Irving Berlin and accompanist for Marion Harris. He began composing his own songs in 1920 and left behind a string of hits including Blue and Broken Hearted, Me and the Moon, When I Was the Dandy and You Were the Belle, and his most famous composition, Are You Lonesome Tonight, written in 1927 with lyricist Roy Turk. And you thought that song was new when Elvis sang it. Lou Handyman died in Flushing, New York on December 9, 1956.
Charleston, hey, on my
The Georgians, December 29th, 1929, and Lovey Come Back. That was preceded by Jack Pettis and his band, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, and I Gotta Get Myself Somebody to Love, written by Lou Handman along with Joe Young and Sam M. Lewis. That Banner 78 was recorded January 7th, 1927. And we started off with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra with a nice vocal duet by Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders on I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston. That was the band's first electrical record and was made on July 13, 1925. Composer Lou Handman, born September 9, 1894. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.